Hi, I'm Tracy, and I'm here with my husband, Javier, and my daughter, Aaliyah.
Hi, I'm 6 years old.
So I'm going to go back to 2015. Pretty much, it was a life-changing year for all of us. I had been laid off after working for 12 years for the same company. So I was 8 months pregnant. I had a one-year-old at home. I had Aaliyah there at home, three-year-old at the time. The one-year-old was beginning to crawl. She slipped while she was crawling, hit her lip, started bleeding. So Aaliyah ran to get baby wipes, and she came back. And then she goes, "Mommy, my tummy's starting to hurt." Within seconds, she collapsed to the floor. But when I turned around, she was with her hands close to her neck and she was shaking. So she was diagnosed on March 18. We went to go see Dr. Fagan, excellent doctor, by the way. He pretty much said, you know, we think she has this condition called restrictive cardiomyopathy. It's a one in a million condition. The only treatment option is a heart transplant. At that point, we were listed. Then finally, after being on the waiting list for 4 months, we got the call. I think, you know, one of the hardest things to do when it comes to that is to know where the hearts come from. I think it was something I struggled from the beginning, knowing that somebody else's child had to lose their life in order for my child to live. Her heart started beating in her at 3 a.m. Within 2 days, she was up and walking, singing and running almost. And within 2 weeks, we went home after receiving a heart transplant. How do you think you're doing, Aaliyah?
Good.
Yeah, so she likes to play. I mean, she has no restrictions when it comes to physical activity. I think if we would have been at a different hospital, it wouldn't be the same way, just because I can't imagine them not having child life specialists, for example. That's such an important role when it comes to children care, I think. I just, you know, was very thankful at that moment because they understood that they're children, and I knew she was in good hands.
My favorite thing at the hospital was spaghetti. Thank you, doctors.